7%, not exactly the greatest shooting night in their careers, but you know there was a lot of emotion and that was filling this room, and they've got to be drained right now. Inside the arc, they were 11 for 41, 26%. 2 for 6 outside the arc, 33%. And, of course, the amazing statistic of the whole night was that Bad Axe attempted 4 shots in the fourth quarter, did not hit any of them, 0%. But who cares? They were on the foul line.
19 points.
Exactly. And unbelievable is that? But, you know, hey, congratulations to the Hatchets. They are victorious. They hung in there, and they weathered everything that USA threw at them, and they are league champions back-to-back.
Back-to-back, first time ever that's happened, and only the fifth time in school history to win the league title for the Hatchets. 2015, 2016, they're at 9-0 right now. They have one more game to go, but USA was in second place. They have 2 losses now. No one can touch Bad Axe rest of the way out. Now they just need to focus and get to that perfect season of the regular season.
No matter what happens to the perfect season, they cannot take the championship away from them. That they have a 2-game lead right now and 1 game remaining, so they are it. They are the best in the West.
57-51 victory. Bad Axe now 18-0 on the season. They have Cass City on Thursday of March 3rd at Cass City to wrap up the regular season. Of course, the game with Ubley was canceled twice now, and we're not sure whether that will be made up or not. It's not looking that way. USA has a full boat the rest of the way out.
I'm hearing rumblings that they might, if it is made up, it could be on a Saturday, but, you know, don't quote us on this one. Anything can happen.
USA now falls to 13-5 in the season and 7-2 in divisional play, both losses in the West coming from Bad Axe. First loss was by 11, 43-54. And now Bad Axe with a 6-point victory, 57-51 in Bad Axe. John Mooney, final thoughts from tonight.
Final thoughts is, I'll tell you what, anyone that paid to get in here, you got your money's worth.
I would say so.
I mean, this was probably one of the most exciting games I've ever witnessed. And it was a well-played game by both teams. Both teams playing tremendous defense. And enough offense to go ahead and make it pretty interesting down the end.
John Mooney, do you also realize this? Your prediction was Bad Axe by 6. You hit it on the dot.
How about that? Someone can get lucky every once in a while.
It's now within 1.
Oh, and how many games we got left?
Well, we might have a broadcast on Tuesday. WLW Sports will definitely have a broadcast on Tuesday. I'm supposed to be in Lansing on Tuesday, thanks to yesterday's weather. So we will see how that goes down. Whether or not we will be calling the game or someone else, we'll have that squared away. Regardless, though, you can join us this Sunday for the baseline at 7 p.m.
You bet.
And we're going to spend a lot of time on this game because there's no other action this week. It's going to be all Bad Axe and USA on Sunday.
Well, there's a lot to talk about, especially with these kids celebrating their back-to-back championship. Again, this is not something that happens to a lot of schools in the area, the way it has happened right here in Bad Axe. You go for a long time with a drought, then all of a sudden we got some feasts coming out instead of the famine. So hats off to Coach Krug and the Bad Axe Hatchets. They are the Greater Thumb Conference West champions.
With only one remaining game in the regular season, USA has 2 more next week, Tuesday and Thursday, home against Marlette, home against Lakers before we enter district play. Of course, let's take a look at that district. On Monday's action, we will have 2 games from Harbor Beach, District 83. Cass City will play Ubley and USA against Harbor Beach. And then the winners of that, Bad Axe drew a bye as well as Lakers. Bad Axe will play the winner of Cass City and Ubley. Lakers will play the winner of Harbor Beach and USA. An all-out war for Friday's district championship game. March 11th, great day on the calendar. In Harbor Beach.
I can hear it right now. It's hard to beat a team 3 times in one season. But you know what I say about that one. Usually it's said by
the losing coach.
Teams that are 0-2.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that one.
Final thoughts from tonight, John.
Final thoughts. What a great experience watching the sea of happy faces on one side and appreciative faces on the other side. They're you know, it sounds cliche, but there are no losers in a game like this.
And congratulations to Bannex, back-to-back Greater Thumb West champions for the 2015-16 season. Tonight's broadcast of the WLW Sports Network was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, DS Services of Kansas City for all of your agricultural needs, McVeigh Insurance Agency, the no-problem people, Kuttinger and Kroll, the Flannery GM Auto Mall on the east side of Bannex, USA Schools, think USA, Siebling Family Medicine, people you trust, caring for people you love, a division of the Sure Healthcare Network, Countryside Sales and Service and Snacks Market of Owendale, BathQuest, remodeling bathrooms since 1989, and Tri-County Realty, our favorite word, is sold. So on behalf of our entire broadcast team, pushing the buttons back in the studios, that is Boomer, in-game analysis, doing a great job for usual Coach John Mooney, our fifth season together. I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast as the Bannex Hatchets bring home their first piece of hardware of the season, and with a victory over the USA Patriots, 57-51. Join us this Sunday for the Baseline at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. In the meantime, drive safe, enjoy the weather. We'll see you Sunday for the Baseline. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops.